There is an ancient legend in which the devil tries to get into heaven by pretending to be the risen Christ, disguised and decked out in light and splendor. He arrives at heaven's gate with a band of demons, all dressed as angels of light. He shouts the words of Psalm 24: "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in." And the angels in heaven were delighted and responded to the psalm's refrain: "Who is the King of Glory?" And Satan boldly opens his arms and says, "I am." But in doing so, he showed no marks on his hands. The angels in heaven saw this and said he was an imposter and slammed shut the gates of heaven against him. In our gospel lesson, we learn how Thomas missed the first appearance of Jesus, adamantly declaring that he will not believe that Jesus has risen until he puts his finger in the marks of the nail on Jesus's hand. And Thomas will forever be known as what, the doubter, right? This is frankly too bad, because Thomas is really as hard as a nail. He is pointed. And this is especially true when we see other times in, when Thomas is mentioned in John's gospel. If we recall the first time Jesus decided to head to Bethany to call Lazarus out of the tomb, the other disciples try to discourage Jesus, and they argue that Bethany is too close to Jerusalem, where Jesus risks death. But Thomas alone says, "Let us go, we'll die with him." Pointed and sharp, isn't it? Thomas is the only other disciple who seems to understand Jesus's mission and is prepared to follow him. Later in the Last Supper, Jesus talks about his impending death and remarks, "You know the way I am going." But Thomas is the one who interrupts him, saying, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Again, Thomas is the one prepared to follow Jesus, but asks and wants the specifics. Pointed and sharp, not afraid to interrupt. These are not expressions of doubt. Thomas is, in fact, the show me kind of guy, isn't he? Thomas is clear, keeping Jesus's mission foremost in his mind. He is sharp as a tack and hard as a nail. The expression "to have nailed it" is provocative and striking, and speaks to Thomas's response to Jesus in our gospel today when he says, "My Lord and my God." He nailed it. To nail something is to pin it down and get it secure. Nails convey permanency, pointedness, and precision. Nails are the instrument in Jesus's death. No wonder Jesus kept the mark of the nails in his risen body, because Jesus's message to us is permanent, pointed, and precise. What does he tell his disciples? "Have peace, receive the Holy Spirit, forgive." Jesus here is sharp as a tack, hard as a nail. We know nails were the key element in Jesus's death. Although there's no evidence Thomas witnesses the crucifixion like the women and the beloved disciple, he knew that nails played an important role in killing Jesus. Thomas, however, had enough faith to know that the nail prints, which would mark the real risen Jesus, were there, would be there, because they have branded Jesus, the risen Jesus. Thomas is determined that that Jesus would be truly identified by the wounds he carries in his hands, his side, and his feet. And he is correct. He won't settle for less. So the next time, what happens when Jesus appears? He goes to Thomas and says, "Put your finger in my hands. Do not doubt, but believe." Jesus not only knew Thomas's concern, but tells us something vitally important, something Thomas implicitly knew. that Jesus' resurrected body is not without blemish. It carries the scars of his crucifixion. The nails mark him, identify him. As a carpenter's son, Jesus no doubt knew the value of the nail, because nails hold things together. Nails enable the creation of furniture, buildings, and stabilize structures. A nail on the wall holding up a pitcher, a coat, or a hat. A nail fastened the 95 theses of Martin Luther to the door of the Castle Church of Wittenberg, protesting the abuses of the church, igniting the Reformation. Nails in the form of spikes developed the railway system throughout the US and the countries of the world, allowing commerce and travel to flourish. It is not surprising to us then that Jesus would take the mark of the nail as his insignia. Raised again as a carpenter, he knew the value, power, and symbol of the nail, its ability to transform an environment, create structures, furniture, fences necessary for living. The nails Jesus used to support life would kill him. But God, faithful, and raised him from the grave, wounded by nails, to become, we might say, the holy living nail of God. Jesus is known for the mark of the nail in his hands. Jesus, holy living nail, fastens us to God. Jesus is the, through his wounds, points the way to a new transformational life. Divine breath hammers home that through the act of forgiving, we are now affixed to a life of service and grace. Through Jesus, we are attached to the love and mercy of God. Jesus, the holy living nail, joins the Holy Spirit to our spirit. In this process, we too become holy living nails, building up the kingdom of God and making this world livable, viable, blessed, holy. Pope Francis, who died this past Easter Monday, put it in this way. Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruit. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their own fragrance for themselves. Because living for others is the rule of nature. We are all born to help each other. Life is good when you are happy, but it is much better when others are happy because of you. If we can live in this way, we can say, yes, indeed, we have nailed it. So today, we are called to come to Jesus, wounds and all, whatever they may be. Let God breathe and transform you into this holy, living, sacred nail. Because through Christ, we are fastened to God by love. And in love, we are fastened ourselves to the cares of this world. And others become fastened to God through us. So may the risen Lord breathe his peace and forgiveness in our wounded places, banishing fear, unlocking hearts, and spreading the gospel of love to all we greet. Amen.